Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It has been a frustrating spring for millions of young athletes across this country. Sports leagues across the board either canceled or put on hold back in March. And just when teams here in California were given the green light to start practicing again in mid-June, the state public health department just called a time out amid surging COVID cases. So we are going to talk to two people about it. We're going to talk with Chris Nowinski, who is the founding CEO of the Concussion Legacy Institute. He's a former WWE wrestler and played defensive tackle for Harvard University football team. Also, Christina Garcia is the athletics director for Granada Hills Charter High School in the LAUSD. Christina, let's start with you. I can't imagine a situation as it currently exists to have kids or actually adults playing any kind of sports where you're any closer than 6 feet to one another. Can you?
I would agree. I think it would be rather difficult. How can we safely resume any sort of activity, physical activity, where students and coaching staff members are in close contact with each other? We have to adhere to various protocol. How can we safely resume? How can we do that without running the risk of putting someone in harm's way?
Well, how can you do that, do you think? Or did you get close to doing it? Or did you just think that this wasn't on the table at all for you guys?
Well, currently we've been on hold since March. We actually didn't resume. Again, not because we want to make sure that we have the best plan in place to restart as safely as possible. And we've been working on different plans and guidelines for our coaches, how we can train them to resume activity in smaller groups, wearing masks and, cleaning all equipment and having just everybody involved in that experience. So we're in the planning stages, and we're also waiting to hear from our governing bodies, the California Interscholastic Federation, CIF. They're supposed to come out with an update on July 20th in terms of a timeline, scheduling, and other guidelines and protocols that they would recommend to us, of course, in accordance to any sort of local and state federal protocol that is already in place.
Okay, Christina, hang out with us, and let's bring into the discussion Chris Nowinski. So can you envision sometime in the near future where, and we'll stick with kids, where kids can go back to playing sports and yet be safe?
Certainly not in the near future with the surge that we're having in cases. I mean, this is a real issue with community spread and risk, not just to the athletes, but to the coaches and the teachers and their families at home. So this is a time that have faith in our public health experts who are guiding us in a very good direction to be conservative here. Obviously, there's costs in terms of the athletes who are going to have issues. They need their exercise, they need their community, they need their teams, but their health comes first. And so until we control the spread, until we get the infection rate, down to near zero, we just can't afford the luxury of sports, I don't think.
And I guess we can scale it up, right? We can go all the way to college where we're seeing programs being shelved and they have resources to work on some of these things. And if they think they can't even do it, well, then how could like a youth league,
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, all the pro sports that are forming their bubbles and finding cases, you know, they can't do it. The colleges are, I think, being very hopeful that they can, but, you know, it really takes the rest of the country working together to stop this spread. And it's disappointing what we've seen. I think last month we might, if we kept going down, there are reasons to be hopeful, but now that we're sort of out of control, yeah, I don't think it's unfortunate the high school kids and the youth athletes are the ones who are suffering and are not going to get the chance to play the sports that they love.
Yeah, I mean, what Chris was just saying, Christina, until such time as the infection rate is zero or close to zero, but wow, I don't know any expert in this country that sees that happening in any state in the United States anytime within the next, you know, year or maybe more.
Right, and that's, I'm sure that's frightening for me, for someone who works in athletics and sports, and ultimately for the students who participate in these activities. Physically, sometimes, and I can only speak at the high school level, but a lot of these students rely on sports teams at school for their physical activity, and now that's been put on hold and that's been taken away from them. So what other opportunities do they have now, especially with, like, safer at home policies that were in place, that should be in place? They're just not getting that, the physical activity that they need. And psychologically, those kids that are graduating, like the kids that wanted to move forward with their athletic careers collegiately and possibly beyond, what does that look like for them if everything is being placed on hold? You see college programs, like you said, that are shelving programs, that are dropping sports, that have been putting programs on hold and possibly being able to start in spring if they can. It's just a really frightening time.
Christina Garcia, Athletics Director, Granada Hills Charter High, LAUSD. Chris Nowinski, Founding CEO of the Concussion Legacy Institute.